Well, this was a week for tech news. There was a lot of it. I think we should probably mention, because we talked about it on Wednesday, that the Senate did indeed vote to revoke an FCC rule, a rule that had only been promulgated October of last year, that prevented internet service providers from selling your browser history to the highest bidder.
Well, without permission first. Let's make it clear.
Yeah, without permission. Without permission.
Because this is something that every ISP is basically doing.
AT&T did create a deal where if you agreed to it, you would get a somewhat reduced price for your internet access.
Yeah.
But for the most part, until October of last year, they just did whatever they wanted with it,
yep.
including putting, Verizon put those undeletable cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you surf with a Verizon phone, you identified yourself to the website. And then they would charge websites for that information. We'll tell you who Leo is. We'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They inject ads into your search results. They inject ads into your surfing. They've done all of these things.
Yeah.
They were really stymied and didn't like it one bit that the FCC stopped that. But this is back under Obama. Senate has now voted in a fairly close vote along party lines, exactly. 50 to 48, I think it was.
48 to
50. Yeah.
Two extensions.
To say, that's it. You can do anything you want.
Yep.
And this is going to be the trend, I think, from the FCC and from Congress to just eliminate consumer protections and say, oh, competition will take care of it. I don't know if I agree with that. The House has to approve it, but it's because the House has an even greater majority of Republicans.
Yeah, the House has to approve it, and then Trump would have to sign it into law.
Is it a bill? No, I think it's just a rule. I think it does not. It's not a law.
It's okay. The rollback of a regulation.
Yeah, I don't think it's
Congressional Review Act.
Right.
Okay.
It is.
Review something that was done within 60 congressional days, and they can review it, and then
without presidential signature.
Window.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they can repeal that.
Sad. What's really sad to me is that our members of Congress are, frankly, and very clearly in the pockets of big companies and not in the pockets of consumers.
And I'll add that it's rather cool that a Canadian knows our laws better than we do.
Thank you for that.
Because the three of us had no idea.
She just knows everything better than
we do. Well, you know, I don't want to sound defeatist here. I feel like this should be one of those opportunities, if this is something you strongly believe in, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, like, call up your congress member, call up your congressman, call up your congresswoman.
Yeah.
Tell them. I mean, that vote was close, and it was along party lines, but as I think we just saw with the GOP giving up on Trump.
They can be persuaded.
They can be persuaded.
Yeah.
And
ultimately, the vote, we're the boss.
Yeah.
And we have to assert that.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is that ISPs, cable companies, TV set makers, basically any sort of internet-connected device you have is collecting this sort of data.
Yeah.
This is a business for all of these companies. So whether or not you like that business existing is another separate issue. But I think whether or not there's transparency about it and whether or not they ask us permission first is what this is about, right?
Yeah.
So keeping that rule in place, I don't see how that negatively impacts this business, which is in existence and growing. If anything, it just keeps us in the loop about that, and I don't know how anyone could be mad at that. So,
yeah.
Hey, if you want them to roll us back, repeal it, tell your elected officials that too. Let them know that you think they're doing the right thing. But here's an opportunity to be active and engaged. So I'll get off my soapbox now.
I should point out though that
we should give up on it. You
this
know?
Rule, this regulation, and by the way, I'm reading an article on BuzzFeed, which does say the president does have to sign it. It is a bill. Mm, it is okay. A law.
Yes, vindicated.
Well, and
I know
it won't make any difference.
Rules.
Yeah. But I should point out, this is prior to October 2016, this is was the state of the situation.
Right. Exactly.
This
isn't like a change of
suddenly
ancient.
Much worse than it's been for years.
Exactly.
This is back to the way it was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I would hope that we would get some protection of our privacy. We talk a lot, and I hear from people a lot in our audience who are upset about Google spying on them or Facebook spying on them. But your internet service provider is prior to Google and Facebook. It knows much more about what you do online.
Yeah.
And by the way, this would allow them also to sell location information.
Yeah.
Because it's ISPs, not just landline-based, but also cell phone companies. So Verizon and T-Mobile and Sprint and AT&T, who know where you are.
It's everything.
Could sell your location information.
And I don't think that people really get that this would be, what time you wake up at. yeah. where you were when you woke up, what websites you've surfed, what yeah. people you follow. It's
almost, who you're communicating with, like yeah, where that traffic
where you're
is
traveling
going back
to,
and forth.
How long it takes you to get somewhere. It's information about everything in your life.
Good, I've good got points. A withing scale, how much I weigh. Yes. My ISP knows.
Well, I tweet
I
that, yes. so they, you know, that's available to all and sundry.
But it would be nice if you could make the choice to tweet that rather than
or
just
at least
giving
know.
That.
Yeah, I made
at
that
least,
choice.
At least know, because if you know, then know. You could choose to say if you have, if you're in a place where there's a choice. Some people don't even have
exactly.
a choice, right?
Exactly.
They may only have one ISP provider that is in their area. But at least then, if you have a choice, then they'll say, like Alaska said, that they're not going to be yeah. using this information and selling it.
Yeah.
So people there are like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And that would at least give a little bit of competition where if, you know, Verizon
Actually,
says, well, we're
right.
not going to sell your data. It would just give us a little bit more power in that.
Our ISP, SonicNet, definitely does not sell that data. Mm. That's actually a very good point. You choose. So now your opportunity is to choose the right ISP.
Well, if you have the opportunity.
If you have
the
choice.
If you
have a choice.
Right? Yeah. And then,
George said, if you have
as this will likely, I would guess, will turn out to be, is if you can afford that choice. Because
that's a good point.
This is probably going to be a sort of situation where you're going to have those, you know, boutique.
Oh, you
ISPs.
Think they'll rebate you the money they make?
No,
from, no.
I think
3 months
pay extra to have that choice. I think you could pay
yeah.
extra.
Oh,
for
right.
The
like when I wanted to be outside of the phone book from their publishing, I had to pay money so that I wouldn't be in the
I
phone
know.
Book.
Isn't that annoying?
I think
do
it's
they do that in Canada too.
They
so
did.
How
did
it, how, if they offered it at all,
how did it work before October? Because like, and I don't think we really were aware of this
yeah.
prior to this, right? Like, I don't know if this is a radical change. The other thing that I worry about with transparency, maybe I'm just a little too cynical about, you know, how companies go about things, but if transparency were imposed on them, I just imagine it being, you know, the 10,000th word in the EULA.
Yeah.
When you're
yeah.
clicking, you know, robotically through
right.
things, like that's
even
like
if they did have to ask for
yeah,
permission.
That's
yeah.
the notification that we would have gotten.
Yeah.
Well,
you know? Here's an article from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Jeremy Galula wrote the five things, and this is the a subset of the total things, the five creepy things your ISP could do. And the reason these are credible because they've done them all.
Mm, yeah.
Sell your data to marketers, hijack your searches, snoop through your traffic. Do you remember the Nebu ad and the form controversy? This was software. We talked a lot about this on Security Now that ISPs were using, including here's an article about British Telecom using it, to insert ads into your surfing.
Yeah.
So they get marketing information about you like Facebook does. And instead of it being on Facebook, it's everywhere you go. Pre-installing software on your phone to record URLs you visit. AT&T and Sprint and T-Mobile did that.
Good Lord.
And injecting undetectable, undeletable tracking cookies. That's what Verizon.
I mean, to a certain extent, this is a sort of situation where technology is moving faster than the laws have been able to keep up. And that's, mm-hmm. I think that's what
we
makes
we see
this,
that all the time now.
Yeah, and that's what makes this kind of discouraging is finally, just in October, they got their act together and they
right.
said you got to ask permission first.
We were so close.
And then they're pulling
so back. Close.
Yeah.
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 They often say they just do it because they can, not ask
yeah.
if they should.
Yeah.
And then how should that be enacted
yeah.
to that?
Yeah.
I think that one, if anyone that's in the House had this happen to them with all of their information kind of given back to them, I think that would be the first time that they're like, oh my goodness, how nefarious this could be, how
yeah.
this could be
oh,
used to sway
yeah.
votes.
You're not suggesting
for,
that
oh,
or anything.
No, it's never. No, please,
yeah.
no.
It's
that would be wrong.
Point.